You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners right here on the Business Day Spotlight podcast. My name is Mudiwa Gavaz, and I'll be your host for today. Today, we're going to be talking to a young entrepreneur who has been in business, and it's something that's a bit close to my heart because it's a technology business. And we're going to be talking to one of the founders of Blackbeard, which has now been rebranded to Basalt, and we're going to be, you know, just finding out a little bit about their history, how they're doing as a business, and perhaps some plans for the future. So as I said earlier on, Blackbeard at the time was a technology startup that actually came up with South Africa's first robo advisory platform. The company's key services include strategic innovative solutions, development, web system and app development, user acceptance testing, migration and porting, technical support, technical architecture, sustained engineering, and personalized service. So we're joined on the line by the CEO and founder of Basalt, Wayne Zwiers, and we're just going to be talking to him. How are you, Wayne?
I'm good at you, my dear.
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for today. I think perhaps a good place for us to begin, we've given a little bit of intro, some background, but can you just tell us a little bit about the history of Blackbeard, which is now Basalt, and some of the foundations of the business?
Sure, no problem. Thank you for having me on your show. So Basalt started out, as Blackbeard, and we started out solving business problems through technology, automating efficiencies, cost savings, and just looking how we could be apply smart technology into businesses and, to be effective. And where we currently are 2 years later is we're building businesses through technology, so end-to-end solution. So we've got really, really exciting businesses that we're busy building through leading banks and hedge funds as well. Really, really exciting. And we obviously, the heart of our business is technology and engineers as developers as we know them. Really the coding and the deployment of rapidly delivering value. And that's critically where we're sitting at the moment.
Yeah. So what's the actual rationale behind the rebranding? Because as you said, you had already started growing. There's been a firm client base that's coming up from different financial advisory firms and the like. So why the rebranding?
I think what we came to realize is that it's a more strategic move than anything else. And based on where we were and where we are now, it's technology is the critical component, but it's also about the people. And the people that are behind the technology and the building on it, of it. And what came to be is one of our internal sayings is welcome to the gathering. So yes, it's technology, but it's not only about just the tech. It's about people and solving people's problems at the core of what we do. And also having a why, which was quite critical to why we do what we do. And that's kind of what motivates people and drives people. And obviously that was a real strong strategic workshop in terms of where we are and what do we actually want to do and achieve. And that's, for us, that was really, really important. So we co-create technology in order to better the human experience. So really, focusing on people, but then obviously using technology as the enabler.
And the word Basalt, what's the foundation in that?
So Basalt, basalt is obviously a volcanic rock, the most solid rock of the Earth's surface. So stability was also lava at one stage, so fluid and can move. So that quite relates well to us as who we are in terms of stable as well as, able to be agile and change and adapt with corporations or people and companies and technology as it goes. And funny enough, in a technical world, it's Basalt, so /alt keys, which is quite cool and fun.
No, because I was just going to ask, apart from the meaning of the word, I'm sure there were a number of different options open to you when it came to the rebranding. And, how did you guys actually, land on that particular word? Because One, there are a lot of other rocks out there, there are a number of other symbols that could have been used to perhaps portray the same, convey the same image out there.
Yeah, so I think going through this process has been quite exciting. I think the important thing that it was never one person or a committee's decision. It was the whole company. So everyone kind of was part of the workshops and how are we going to do it and where and how we move forward and the name and the shortlisting around all that and what it means. So, you know, a lot of thinking and sometimes overthinking and then, you know, just landing on, you know, that's where we're going to go in the direction we're in. And also the salt of the earth, I think, you know, that's also critical. It's about people. It's about being real, open, honest, and just doing what's right.
Mm. Yeah, and one of the other things is just the fact that you guys have already built up quite a client list and portfolio, including Standard Bank, Discovery, Westbrook. You have famous names like Investec, Outsurance, and the newly launched Newsroom Africa. Could you also just tell us a little bit around what some of the technology products you are developing are? There might be some people that are actually wondering what does Basalt actually do, and are these people that we could possibly use in our own business?
Totally. So looking at the business that we work on, so we've obviously built and done all the intelligence behind FinTech Robo Advisor, which is one of the pieces we have worked on. The other is a trade finance business that we're busy working on with one of the banks. And then like a lot of other very strategic projects, which are kind of very innovative and at the forefront of new stuff that's being released. So it's always difficult to announce and put these things on when we're busy trying to do stuff that's going to disrupt an industry or a vertical. But I think for us, look at what's the business challenge or problem, how do we look at technology to solve those business problems, and then what technology will work to do that. So from user experience, design, strategy, all the way into front-end development coding, back-end infrastructure, database, machine learning, all the kind of smart technologies around that, and then come back with a solution. And I think it's just really learning how to automate and be more efficient and look for opportunities. And the world's changing. People are changing and the way we do things is changing rapidly. And I think a lot of places and people are panicking because they don't want to fall behind on that. And that's where we enable people and companies to be at the forefront of those new horizons.
Can you actually then talk to us, you know, in terms of that keeping up the Robo Advisor product? What does it actually do, and how did that come about? Was it something that you guys as a firm, you know, offered as a solution, or was it a company that came in and, you know, commissioned that thing to you guys?
So that was commissioned and came out of out of Anchor Capital, which is the fund that puts that together, and it's part of their FinTech Robo Advisor. So Bazank is the brand, and that obviously to drive smart intelligence and data around what is basically the best financial decision that one would make using industry or individuals in that space. Looking at data from people around you, different age, race, habits, as well as to make informed, better decisions, and then in real time be able to tweak, change, look at the data and reports, and look at if you put a lump sum in or you didn't, or what age would you retire, how much you would need to retire, and it's in real time, so it's not static data that someone once told you and then trying to go away and 20 years come back and you're like, well, did that work or not? So really transparent in terms of how one manages investments.
Okay. We're just going to take a quick break and then we'll be back on the other side of this.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Business Day Spotlight podcast. We're on the line with the Basalt CEO and founder, Wayne Zviers, telling us a little bit about their firm. They are a technology company, and they are solving business and enterprise issues and problems for clients that include Discovery, Standard Bank, Capricorn Fund Managers, Newsroom Africa, and together with Investec Property. Just before the break, Wayne was actually telling us about the robo-advisory platform that they created through Anchor Capital, a little bit about that. But I just wanted to find out, Wayne, in terms of your own skill set, are you a computers person, or are you sort of coming from more the BCom side of life?
So I've always grown up with computers being a part of, I think, my father, and being, you know, in the early days of computers. And I remember having, different ones that were ancient, from massive floppy disks to a 286, 486, and then going through like a 1212 dial-up and a 14.4, where you heard that crazy sound and stuff. So I think always growing up with it in our house, and it's been a part of what we've known. For me, literally went from design to graphic design, web design, a bit of coding, project management, and then into the business side of things. So, yeah, one never knows where the journey lands up, and I think that's the most exciting part of it all, or where you will be.
And what type of team have you been able to build around you guys? I see that you guys are based in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town, together with some international presence around Kiev, I think London and Sydney. But what type of team have you been able to build in the last 2 years?
So I think that's a really good question. One of the most important things for us is our people. So as a startup, one of the greatest lessons I've learned is employing the best people you can afford. And it makes the world of difference to having the greatest talent working with you. And it's all about our people and how we work and organize and collaborate. And it's also our culture, no egos, no attitude, no nonsense, no one has an office. And funny enough, we can be quite aggressive in how we do this. And no one has a boss and no one reports to anyone, which is quite amazing to see. Everyone's accountable to the team they work on and deliver to. I think people are adults today, and I'm not programmed to sit down and have a conversation about non-delivering an adult when they can pay their bond, get married, and have kids. These are like just hygiene factors. You want to have really good strategic conversations with individuals and adults. So that's really kind of our way and how we do things, which is really amazing.
So how many people do you have?
So currently we've got 30. And growing, just 4 to 6 people a month almost. So, and it's not only about the growth, it's right, having the right people, the right team, and then delivering the right value for our clients, which is critical and important for us.
And then in terms of sort of the core skills in the team that are building the products, what type of people do you have? Are they data scientists, analysts, programmers? What do you have?
So the team they kind of select a unit that they would be on, and that would be maximum of 7 individuals, and that team would have totally different skills between themselves. So you would have a designer, user experience, customer experience person. You would also have a business analyst, feature analyst. You would have a front-end HTML developer, could be React, React Native, and then back-end technologies, she's ranging from all different technologies, Java, C#, across into cloud-based solutions and hosting environments. And then obviously the data, which is critical, and data scientists and data science around that. And that's really how the makeup of the team looks.
And then something else that we were quite interested to perhaps find out from you is there's something that we noted called the emergent strategies approach. What is that, and how did you sort of come up with that as a business?
So I think, for us, it's really, really a strategic approach and direction for moving forward. Just right timing to do that as well. So
how does it actually work?
So I think in that sense, it's how we operate and how we deliver more than anything else, it is really, how the team self-manage, organize, and deliver value for our clients.
Oh, I see. And then in terms of the current projects and plans for the future, what are you guys working on at the moment?
So yeah, we've got really exciting projects we've done. One interesting one is an NGO that we've just launched about a month ago, which is Tech Relief. So the distribution of devices and physical hardware for children that obviously would need to be educated, and how that empowers them is enabling the device to give them tools to be educated, which is really close to our hearts. And then, you know, looking at bigger problems, I think there's so much opportunity around, and even in South Africa, that all the challenges that we have are actually opportunities. So, you know, we're exploring where's the pain points, where are people suffering the most, and how do we look at a solution and then use technology to enable that solution. So there's actually so much to get our hands on and look at, as well as, you know, the uncertainty of where corporations, the future of investing, banking, everything, you know, from education is all changing and changing so rapidly. So, you know, we are close to that, and we work closely with strategic side of that, and see how best we can, you know, come up with solutions and enable and work on those, solving those problems, which is really exciting for us.
And then for the future, what sort of projects should people be either looking out for, or is there anything that you are particularly excited about?
So I think health tech is critically is one of the ones we're looking at, which is quite exciting. In terms of health, you know, many people in this country are on state health solutions, which is, you know, not as great as one would like. So really looking at piloting stuff at the moment. And then InsurTech as well, we've got a solution that we're launching in the InsurTech space. So really cool stuff across the board. So not just focusing only in one vertical, one sector as well.
How do you actually choose which type of projects you're going to be focusing on? Because I'm sure in the world that we're in right now, technology can solve so many issues, and there's so many businesses and clients out there. How do you guys actually pick, this is something that we can actually do, or something that we want to be associated with?
For me, the most important thing is the people that we work with. And I think that if I look back, the most successful projects we've had is the actual individuals that we've collaborated and worked with. And those are our clients and partners that we've partnered with. And again, that's why it boils down to the human person element. And I'd rather, you know, choose the right people that to work with and partner with in the work that we deliver, because that's what makes it successful for us. So that's really, really critical and important for us.
And then I think one of the big ones for us is to just know and understand is, are you guys as a business, are you guys making money, or are you profitable yet? Because I think around the world, there's that global trend where you have companies like, I think WeWork just filed for an IPO, but it's still yet to make any money. So when it comes to, you know, this space, people are often interested to know, you know, is the business at that stage where it's not profitable yet?
Totally. And it's funny, I was thinking of mentioning WeWork, and I'm actually sitting in a WeWork as we speak. So we are in WeWork at the moment, but you know, a company with valued at $42 billion, with, you know, at a loss. It's the business has changed, and the way business models are working has changed. But for us, we no capital investment today. We bootstrapped the business and been profitable out of the first half of our first financial year, to going into our second full financial year and still profitable. And I think it's very interesting. You know, you approach running a business when you do it that way very differently. And you make decisions, and you have to be very strategic, you know. And I was saying to a VC fund, you know, throwing money at a startup or business doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a unicorn or you're going to get returns. You know, it's how that's done smartly. There's a lot of conversations one can have around that. But I think, it's exciting to be in that space and know that it's possible to be done, and one can do it in South Africa, which is really cool. So, you know, those who are out there is like, you know, battling and challenge to get stuff. It is possible. And it's really how you do it and how you strategically manage it.
Do you plan on getting funding in the future, or are you okay with the current way you're running the business?
I think the current way is working for us really well, eh? One never knows, and I suppose one would never say no to investment. I think with everything comes conditions and rules and different ways of approach. And I think, you know, for me at the moment, to keep things pure and keep it honest in terms of how we want to do it and not and focus on actually what we want to achieve and being right. And, you know, it's not only about the bottom line or the profitability. There's elements in terms of running a business of the future. Of, you know, there's other components, people having the right place to work for and with, you know, and that's important to us. And then, you know, it's also adding value to clients. And I'm quite strong in the value principle. If someone makes R1 million in half an hour and solves a problem and takes the rest of the month off, you know, that's not a bad thing because it's about value output.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then lastly, because I'm very interested in this point, the fact that you guys have been able to reach profitability so soon and especially without investment. And I think for the benefit of our listeners who might be venturing into, who might have actually started businesses or are in the process of trying to start a business, and especially in the technology space, how would you say you've been able to structure your business? Because you said right now you're in a WeWork, so that sort of takes out that the traditional component of having your own building, office space, and the like. You know, things like that. How have you been able to structure things efficiently?
So yeah, it's a really good question. I think, and for me, you know, it's really around how you can change and adapt, and that's so important. I think our business model and our strategy every 6 months starts shifting and changing and looking, you know, where the opportunities are and where the market is. And I think that's so important. And, you know, if you look at an example for WeWork, you know, it's plug and play. So, you know, if you can have a business that plugs in and you can set up here and anywhere over the world and within one email, and have people working in an office, you know, and all the stuff that you actually don't want to be bogged down with and worrying about, like broken air cons and phones and internet, you know, someone else takes care of that so you can focus on your business. Those things are critical and important for a business that needs to get going and move and accelerate and pivot. So yeah, it's not having that piece of paper of a strategy that's 100 pages long and then working towards that. By the time people have done that, we've already probably changed 3 or 4 times and, you know, looked at different opportunities and evolved. So yeah, it's just being adaptable and moving quick.
Having a startup in 2019 and going forward is about being adaptable and making sure that you're constantly changing. Those are the words of Wayne Zviers, who is the Basalt CEO and founder. He is just telling us a little bit about their business and starting off with the fact that they were Blackbeard, and strategically they have now rebranded it to Basalt. Giving us also just a lay of the land in terms of some of the projects that they've been able to do, particularly a robo-advisory platform together with a list of financial services clients, together with diversified even property and some media businesses that they've been able to work with. They've got a team of about 30 and they're looking to, you know, expand at the moment and keep their team agile. He's also just telling us that, you know, at the moment, in terms of structuring your business, it's always good to make sure you are as efficient as possible so that you don't worry about things that distract you from doing what you need to do as a business. If it's about phone lines, let someone else take care of that. Don't worry about that. If it's about office space, let someone else do that for you so that you can focus on delivering the best products. Wayne, how can people get in touch with you, with Basalt? How can they find out more information?
So yeah, basalt.co is our URL for our website. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And then, yeah, wayne@basalt.co if you want to drop me a mail. Happy to chat and take any conversations from there.
Okay, cool. So you heard it. You can find them on the different social medias. That website again, Wayne?
www.basalt.co, yeah.
Okay, basalt.co. So that's been it for today. Thank you so much to our guest. As I said at the beginning, we are talking to the CEO and founder of Basalt, that is Wayne Zwiers, giving us a lay of the land about their business and their plans for the future. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live under the Podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then on Twitter, our hashtag is #BDSpotlight. You can subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Remember that you can also just get in touch with us, interact with us, let us know what you think about some of our episodes. So thank you so much to everyone who's been listening. Thank you to our guest, and then thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza, and remember that the Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it's good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.